Another sip of light, bringing you some new possibilities to think about as we continue the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler here. Later in the hour, we're going to meet a singer named Dee Dee, who has a new summer song. Kenny, what do you know about her? What would we best keep in mind when it comes to her? She has sort of a classic sound. How does she sound?
She's very adult contemporary. She was on with us about a year ago. She did a version of Stormy Weather that was very Michael Bublé, except that she's a woman.
Yes, right. Michelle Bublé.
Yes.
Right. Much better. All right, so she's going to entertain us later on in the hour. Right now, though, it's time for some of the things that we are talking about, things you need to know about today, what's going on, the latest from the Zimmerman trial. The decision may be made this weekend, depends on how quickly they work through this. Speculation, six women may take their time. What difference does it make whether they're women or men? Is the suggestion that if men were on the jury, it would be quicker? But because women are as they are, they'll deliberate more?
No, I think they're talking about the women being more sympathetic, perhaps.
All right. Well, maybe they are. Maybe there needs to be some... A little more sympathy.
It was interesting because, you know, on TV, when they're covering it, you don't get to see the jury. And so they had someone who was actually in the courtroom on, I think, CNN last night talking about the trial. And she was saying that to watch the jury, she thought that they had already made up their mind, all except for one juror. Because during closing arguments, only one was taking notes. And they'd been taking notes. I guess they've been a very good jury. They've been very attentive. They've been taking notes all the way throughout the trial. And during the closing arguments, they weren't taking any, all except for one. And she said that's usually an indication that that means they've made up their mind in some way or another.
All right. If you were on the jury, how would you vote, Jennifer?
I'd have to read the law, the definition of manslaughter. I definitely don't, because it's different in Florida than it is in other places. I definitely don't think he meets the criteria for second-degree murder, though.
Okay. What about you? If you were on the jury, Roberta, what would you say?
I would convict him.
You would? All right.
What, though? That's the question.
Of manslaughter.
All right. What about you, Kenny? You're on the jury. What do you say?
Manslaughter.
All right. And that's, I'm guessing that's probably going to come down. What do you think? 888-302-3684. All right. Another item of interest. News. A lot of news from Boston.
Boston.
The trials. Whitey Bulger and the guy who was the bomber, and Hernandez. Now, the strangler, the Boston strangler.
Yeah, I was
strangler.
Reading about this. Yeah. They're going to exhume
like
him, huh?
15 years later.
Dig him up and check his DNA, as opposed to at least one of his victims, one of his alleged victims. Here in this circumstance, you can say alleged, and it maybe makes some sense. Because all he did was say, I did it. And they were happy to hang all of these murders on him, and that was the end of that. And there were a lot of people who say, what do you mean? Wait a minute, not so fast. No, nope, he confessed, he's guilty, goodbye. And he died in jail about 10 years later. All right, so, unga bunga. Let's see, Mr. Morsai seems to have escaped from prison.
Uh-oh. Somebody baked him a cake with the file?
No, actually, the story is rather misleading because he was in prison during the revolution in 2011, and Hamas got him out. Hamas, bad guys. Hamas, linked to every murderous, cutthroat gang there is in the Middle East. And so he's apparently somehow or other connected to him. And that was one of the things behind the scene that people knew, and so they wanted to get him out of there. One wonders how he got as far as he did. News media must not be too cool in Egypt. That's what I'm thinking. There's a story today about how your DNA information is being held. The British, U.S. hold genetic material of many people, especially younger people. Now they're taking, when you're born, did you know that they take material from the DNA of your umbilical cord and store it so they can use it to fight crime later on and maybe terrorism? This is another NSA gig, folks. When your baby comes out of your womb, the first thing that happens is the doctors are required by law to snip a piece of the umbilical cord and save it in some registry so it can be checked later on, accepting, in this circumstance, the premise that your child is going to be a crook or a gangster or a terrorist. That's really basically what we're saying here, right? You're guilty, so we better get some of... This is, what is this, like a church, you're born...
With original sin.
With original sin.
Right.
Right. So we aren't
bad.
Innocent. We're all bad.
Yep.
Great. I don't happen to subscribe
you're
to
guilty
that.
Guilty before proven that. Innocence.
Right, exactly. That's what the... That's what the story is all about.
Well, that's what I think. That's what Italian law is like.
Yeah. The farm bill.
Well, they're Italians.
What's so funny about that?
Just teasing Roberta.
The farm bill.
She likes doing that.
Passed in the House scale back bill without the food stamp program. So the president says he'll veto it. I was surprised he got enough votes to get through. Frankly.
What do you mean without the food stamp program?
They took the food stamp program out.
Is it going to eliminate the food stamp program?
Eliminate it. Well, they're trying to make the case, and they're doing a good job of it, how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is in the program. Half the money goes into the you-know-what. People have food stamps, use that program, have no business being the food stamp program. None. Zero. Nada. It is one of not the most abusive or abused programs the government has. It's pretty darn close. And
can,
so,
can I actually ask you guys a question? Just a
sure,
question Jennifer. On
yes.
this?
Yeah,
well, okay, so you know that food stamps are now the EBT card. They're like a debit card.
Yeah.
Right.
That, you know, you can just swipe. And so it's not quite as embarrassing. There's not the stigma of somebody, you know, pulling these things out. But I've noticed a lot of fast food restaurants in my area say EBT accepted, like in big, huge banners on the outside
really?
Of the establishment.
Right.
So I was wondering, and I got into a debate with one of my coworkers about this. Mm-hmm. Do you think that EBT cards should be accepted in fast food restaurants? Because I personally, I'll start with me, I personally don't. I think that you should only be able to use EBT cards for, you know, the necessities, basically. Stuff that I don't think you should use it for alcohol. Or
life.
For stuff like that.
Right.
Now, my coworker thinks, well, why would you decide for them what they should be eating and thinks that you should allow them to use these at fast food places like Burger King, McDonald's, any of the other fast food
Because we're giving them the money.
The
you go, let them go. If they want to choose on their own, let them go make their own money.
So my counterpoint to him was, okay, so if we can let them use it at fast food places, then why shouldn't they just blow it all at once on a Ruth's Chris meal? Why? What's preventing them from going to Ruth's Chris and using it then? Why just these fast food restaurants? So what do you guys think? Fast food, yes or no?
Well, you know, there is something to be said because they have the dollar menus at a lot of these fast food places.
Oh, no, it's cheap, for sure.
So, you know, you can definitely stretch your dollar at these places. You know, how healthy this stuff is, who the heck knows? And, you know, I mean, if I was goddess of the universe, I would give cooking classes before you could get food stamps.
Yeah.
I guess in my
I would
point
show
of
you
view,
how you could make great meals
at home
on pennies at home.
No, that would be a really good skill. And it's not even necessarily about the health of the food for me. That's not what makes me argue. But I don't know. I was raised, my grandparents always looked at going out as like a thing, like a luxury. Going out was a luxury. You stayed home if you didn't have the money to go out.
Yeah.
And so I just think that for me, it's less about the health of the food. I don't want to get into judging what somebody else eats. It's not my place. What does bother me, though, is that I think, for me, it's a luxury to be able to go out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think anymore. I mean, you know, I live in New York City, where, you know, the average New York City Manhattan refrigerator has a bottle of champagne, a thing of mustard, and some week-old bread. You know,
really?
that's
people
what's in the average
that,
refrigerator.
People that live in Manhattan can afford to live there, so that's a luxury to live in Manhattan.
But wow. you also learn how to eat cheaply, and you also learn where to buy food, you know, inexpensively, and how to stretch your dollars at restaurants. I mean, any Manhattanite knows how to do that. We're not going out and having $300 dinners every night.
All right. So I want to stick with Manhattan for a minute, if I may.
Uh-huh.
Talking about money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There is a request list for applications at Manhattan Plaza, which is a new building on West 43rd Street in New York, 1,600-plus units. They're accepting applications for studio and one-bedroom apartments for those with limited income. What's the definition in New York of limited income?
Are you asking me, Doug?
Yes, you're the New Yorker.
I'm looking for the article.
Nice job,
I know,
everybody.
I sent it to you. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it is more than the...
Wasn't it 70,000?
It's more than the median income for the United States.
One person, $64,935.
Yep, that's limited income in Manhattan.
Two persons, $74,250. Yep. Three persons, $83,498. That's the median income in Manhattan versus it's about $20,000 less across the country on average.
Yep.
For the, all of those same
but
categories.
That's considered limited income.
That's limited income in New York. So this is a lottery kind of a thing when something like this opens up. Do they use it? They have lotteries. So you first qualify by having enough income, and then maybe we'll give you, if you're lucky, a slot.
No, limited income. Yep.
Right. That's it. Yeah, limited income. That's,
and it's mostly for people in the arts. I think 70% of the building is put aside for people who are either actors, actresses, or in support categories in the arts, you know, like techies, stage.
Only in America. Only in Manhattan. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Whoa, quite the picnic going on here.
All from Kohl's.
Wait, what?
This patio table, an umbrella, this Cuisinart blender. Kohl's.
Really?
That pitcher, these Bobby Flay grill tools.
All from Kohl's.
This Jennifer Lopez top I'm wearing, my sunglasses, my sandals, the kids' swimsuits.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Your Chaps polo, your Dockers cargo shorts, your Adidas.
Getting weirder.
Oh, and did I mention how much I saved?
Suddenly, it's not weird at all.
Save on everything your family needs for summer at the Ultimate Save at Kohl's. Starting Friday. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-464-4670. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-464-4670. That's 800-464-4670. Call 800-464-4670.
From the Doug Steffen Did You Know and Do You Care info department, how much arsenic do you think is in apple juice? How much do you think there ought to be?
I don't think there should be any, but I know that there is some.
There is. The FDA has set a new limit of 10 parts per billion.
That's nice, a limit of arsenic.
Oh, great.
Perfect.
Which is about the same as in regular drinking water. You drink stuff out of the tap, not mine because it's well water, but out of the tap, 10 parts per billion is arsenic. Yum.
Yummy.
Arsenic. Ooh, good stuff. Arsenic.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than lethal
leading brands and costs less. Go to ally-c.com, spelled ally-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ally-C and Ally-Ban from Affinity Health Products at ally-c.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, Roberta, I'm not remembering what the boss's version of this sounds like.
Kind of similar, but not as much orchestration. But he wrote this.
Bruce Springsteen wrote this song.
Yes.
All right. So it brings us around to further consideration of what happened in San Francisco. I have an excerpt from, as you know, we listen to a lot of talk radio programs, sometimes use the host to give us a different point of view, maybe an angle we haven't figured yet. Here's Scott Sloan talking to aviation expert Jay Ratliff about the pilots in the plane saying they were blinded by the light.
Oh, goodness.
Michael, you want to pay attention to the program and not the phone? Hello.
Uh-oh.
I'm 42 here.
Yes.
Interesting news as the FAA investigates this. Crash investigators have interviewed the pilot. The pilot says that as he was about to land, he was blinded by a bright light about 500 feet above the ground. And at first blush, I thought, oh, come on, this guy's just trying to CYA, right? But there actually is something to this, and that is people, for whatever reason, pointing lasers at cockpits with planes on approach. This happened not too long ago with a JetBlue flight into New York's Kennedy Airport.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. We just got lasered up here. Two green flashes into the cockpit.
Oh, geez. All right.
It caught the first officer's eye.
Because you're thinking, come on, it's a laser pointer from 5,000 feet. You're not going to believe how bright that cockpit is with a laser from 5,000 feet away. First, I thought this is BS, but then I have this video I watch and listen to the traffic with air traffic control at Kennedy and JetBlue 657 last year in the Kennedy. And the other part of the story is, I was going to play the whole thing, but they had to call a squad once the plane was taxiing the ground because the first officer literally could not see. Right. And it just was lucky to hit the first officer, which is what the co-pilot, right?
Right.
That could have very easily blinded the pilot. So is it possible this is what caused the crash of 214?
Well, is it possible? Scott, it could have been a contributing, I guess, cause. But the thing that we've got to kind of step back and look at, first of all, the investigation's in its early stages, and for whatever reason, the NTSB lead needs to give us daily updates as far as what the latest is on this ongoing investigation. But, you know, the fact is that this aircraft was at a very slow rate of speed for a considerable amount of time. So, you know, at that 500-foot mark, you know, if they were temporarily, you know, distracted or blinded by some sort of a laser, most of those attacks happen at night. They don't happen at, you know, 11:45. 5 in the morning. It's a possibility that certainly that could have been a contributing factor, but it's hard to say. I mean, the more that we hear about this, the more that we're just kind of scratching our heads.
Yeah.
The further update yesterday was that this same flight crew did not order the immediate evacuation of the passengers after this airplane goes through its violent crash until 90 seconds after it stopped. Why? You know, most of the time at that point in time, your fear is, okay, there could be some exposed fuel, there might be a fire, mm-hmm. there could be all kinds of things going on. You know, why in the world would the flight crew wait nearly 2 minutes before they ordered an evacuation of 300 people?
And I believe, Jay, it wasn't until a flight attendant looked out the window and thought she saw smoke or fire, and at that point she was the one who said, we need to evacuate.
Yeah, and that's what they did. But it does, there's going to be all kinds of stuff. The reference to the laser brings me back to a discussion that we had, I don't know, a month or so ago about the Flight 800, the TWA flight that went down in 1996. And what I said at the time have said forever, and it was corroborated by the story of the cover-up of what happened, lasers being shot at the plane, confusing it with an LL jet. And that's what brought that plane down. There are a lot of lasers, a lot of things that we don't know about that are confidential or whatever they do to keep the public from knowing about it. And I think this is one of the problems, frankly. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Terrence Stamp, Vanessa Redgrave, and A Song of Love. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
And I see your true colors shining through. See your true
Redgrave leads a choir of retiree singers and serenades her grumpy husband, played by Terrence Stamp, in Unfinished Song, a heartwarming new film about longtime love and the courage it takes to find a new direction at any age. Our own Meg Grant sat down with Terrence Stamp to talk about the movie, in which the veteran star finally gets to sing on screen.
What attracted you to the role of Arthur in An Unfinished Song?
In my youth, I had turned down the great Josh Logan, who had wanted me to play the king in Camelot.
Oh.
And I turned it down because I was frightened that I wouldn't be able to sing that score. And I've always regretted it. It's just the one thing in my career that I often think about it, how wonderful it would have been now to have been in that movie, you know. And then when I heard they'd cast Vanessa, who played Guinevere in Camelot.
Ah.
And she's married to this character who's called Arthur.
Right.
And I have to sing. I felt that the universe was giving me a second chance.
Would you like to sing? What do you know?
Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl who walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her I love her?
Unfinished Song, starring Terrence Stamp and Vanessa Redgrave, is in theaters now. I'm Bill Newcott.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Dr. Peter Glidden, host of Fire Your MD Now, will be in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Wednesday, July 17th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. You've heard him say it on air, and now you're going to see him in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and he'll disclose the secrets to good health, and just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Fire Your MD Now, or call 715-650-0909. Again, Fire Your MD Now, or 715-450-0909.
Spend time educating yourself to the intelligent things that are going on in the universe. Time now for us to examine some of the names in the news this week. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, they're not names in the news. However, the following names have come to our attention. This is a sad announcement from Long Beach, the passing of Carolyn Posthumus. Passed away, posthumous.
No, it's not. I was going to say, I was waiting.
Here's the sad story. Actually, this guy didn't die. He was arrested for possession of marijuana. His name is Marwan Fleming, M-A-R-J-U-A-N.
Marwan was the name of the bad guy in 24. Do you remember?
Yes, I do remember. Right. Let's see here.
You're supposed to be good if you're laughing already.
Arrested for an impassioned approach to a lady. Gentleman's name is Kevin McWeeny. Let's see here. These are real names and real stories,
folks,
in the news. This is from this week, Roberta.
It's real.
Yes. Let's see here. Announcing the unpopular decision that the Crow Tribe office in Montana would lay off 25% of the workforce. The man's name, who is the chief of this tribe, is Leroy Not Afraid.
Chief Not Afraid.
Right. Let's see here. I don't think
I hate when you censor yourself. I just like you to let it rip.
Really? No, I can't. This is like Jay Leno when he looks at them and Johnny Carson used to and then just throws the cards aside. I'm not interested in
it. Except without the visual, not as funny.
Yeah.
Conan usually gives the card to someone in the audience.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have anybody here to give the card to. There's no, other than Charlotte, I'm by myself. So
have Charlotte read it.
Charlotte can
read
it.
Charlotte.
Yep.
Charlotte can do anything.
Mm-hmm. All right, so maybe I'll edit myself on those. There were a couple of good ones there, but if Richie were here, he would hit the button or he'd tell me not to do it.
Oh, yeah, he had his finger on the button warning you.
Exactly, yep. So Edward Snowden the advice from a lot of people who are trying to protect him is that he not fly on a private jet, but to fly commercial.
Because they won't stop a commercial plane, you think?
No, they won't. Yesterday, apparently, there was a lot of speculation he had left Moscow because the flight, the daily flight from Moscow to Havana, took an unusual southerly course rather than do what it would normally do, and that is go up over the pole, down over Canada and America, and down into Cuba. But they have, that not the way the flight went, so now aviation experts say, he must be on that plane, because there's no word today on where he is. Yesterday.
But how could he get a pilot to do something fancy like that for him?
Well, just to set the pilots have, when they have to file a flight plan before they leave, or the company files it for them. You can't, I remember sitting on the tarmac a couple of weeks ago while the company was filing a flight plan with the air traffic controllers.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, how is he going to be that powerful? Like, who's going to
care? Well, if they know he's on the plane, they're going to try to stay away from, if they are sympathetic with his cause, they're going to stay away from anything that might get him into trouble.
Yeah, but a commercial airline wouldn't be sympathetic to his cause, would they?
Aeroflot, the Russian airline?
Yeah.
They take their orders from on high. It's a state-owned airline. Yeah, they do that. I wouldn't think they wouldn't do it. So anyway, does anybody know where Snowden is? There doesn't seem to be any... There's no sure...
I don't know, but could you imagine if he walks on the flight and sits down next to you in the seat, you'd be like, uh-oh, check please. Too late to get off.
Can I get off now? All right, so anyway, a couple of items of interest here as the day proceeds. We're going to meet a lady named Dee Dee, who has a new summer song, which we will preview here on the Good Day program in just a matter of moments. Instead of breaking news, breaking music at 22 before the hour. This is Good Day.
What a great family vacation. And we save so much money with Hotels.com on our amazing hotel.
Shh! Don't say that in front of the vendors. If they know that we have extra money, it will be a feeding frenzy.
Hot dogs, popcorn.
How about some cotton candy? It's okay.
Oh boy.
I can mix you any color you want.
Commemorative lunch boxes.
You need three.
The Hotels.com summer sale. On now through August 12th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 40%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While vacations are an opportunity for family time, traveling with small children can be stressful. Thinking ahead will help parents alleviate family travel headaches. According to a recent Bank of America study, 68% of families surveyed will travel by car this summer, and 30% by air. Whether hitting the road or flying the skies, anticipating travel issues in advance will help ensure a stress-free family vacation. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
When planning your summer vacation, don't overlook the hidden stresses of traveling with children. At the airport, consider checking your bags, which will leave your hands free to help children navigate the security lines. To offset baggage costs, use travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card that make redeeming your earn points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together.
arrangement of the classic bluesy sort of saloon storm, saloon song Stormy Weather from a new album called Clear Skies Ahead. This certainly is not a new summer song, but pretty appropriate for a large part of our country during the hazy, hot, humid days of summertime. Dee Dee is a singer-songwriter from Katy, Texas, outside of Houston. Went to high school with Renee Zellweger. Was she destined to be a star? Did she know you were going to be a star? Who was the bigger star of the two when you were in high school, Dee Dee?
Well, good morning. How are you, Doug?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm great. You know, it's funny you should ask about Renee Zellweger, because for a little while I was really hot for her little brother, Andrew. Nice. She calls him Drew. And my brother was best friends with her brother for, I think, a couple years in high school. And my brothers just had the total hots for Renee, because she was, you know, she was a cheerleader and she was on the in the acting squad, like on the, you know, they did all the speech tournaments and stuff. So
right.
She was really a cutie. She had pigtails, freckles, and braces. And my brothers were just, like, totally in love with her.
Pigtails, freckles, and braces. Sounds like the perfect combination to fall in love with when
really
you're in the
attractive.
Sixth grade.
Yeah. But she was cute even back then. So mm-hmm. my brothers were like, yeah, we really like her. But that song is actually from my first CD, Clear Skies Ahead.
Yeah.
The new CD is called Love and Fairy Tales, and you can get it at www.dd-music.com. And hopefully you guys have a couple songs from that one to play.
Yes, as a matter of fact, well, I think that was the intro song. You are correct.
Weather is good.
Clear Skies Ahead. Oftentimes when I bring people on the program, I make sure that they can sing. Even if we're not on a microphone, you're in a telephone situation. I want you to sing along. But let's take a couple of songs from the new album. At least we'll play one now called Blame It on the Summertime. Just out. May have started to hear this on the radio.
Shining on you like a fine work of art. That smile on your face made me wish you were mine.
Sweet.
Blame it on love. Blame it on the summertime.
Summertime, good time to fall in love, right? Are you in love, Dee Dee?
Am I what? In love?
In love, yes.
Yes, I have a husband. His name's Larry. And actually, one of the songs from the CD was written for him.
Oh, really? So that means you actually do love the guy.
Sometimes. Oh, yeah. We've been married 9 years, and he's a great guy. He helps me out with my singing. He's like my manager.
Yeah.
And he also runs a healthcare company here in Houston. So he's had his hands full with all this Obamacare stuff.
I'm betting. Yeah. Who or what is the inspiration for most of the music that you do? That, by the way, is from, again, that new album that Dee Dee has called Love and Fairy Tales, called Blame It on the Summertime. So who or what inspires you the most? I'm was being a little facetious about your husband. After 9 years, most people have had enough of their husband. So congratulations to you. If after 9 years, it works nicely.
It does. He's a great guy. His name is Larry. He actually is a singer.
Really?
And he sings with me on a couple tracks on my other CD, and he sings with me at shows sometimes. But, you know, his full-time job is running a healthcare company. That's what pays the bills.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
And that he is my inspiration for a song on that CD called We'll Never Part. I took a Camille Saint-Saëns song called The Swan from 1889. It's real current.
Yeah.
But it's a classic people will know if they hear it. And I added words. And it's a really cool, like, epic love song that you would hear at the end of a movie or something. So, and that was written for him. And also Blame It on the Summertime was kind of written for him, but it was really more like finding an unexpected love, which is totally true with what happened with both of us. So it was both of our second time around. So we've all kind of gone through that, losing somebody that we care about and finding something kind of unexpectedly. So I thought it was something that people could relate to, especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
It seems like crazy things happen in the summer, like what y'all been talking about on the show.
Well, we have, I think the heat sends people into another place oftentimes, and whatever they do or however they act is not necessarily what they would do if they had total control of their senses, but people just get hot and boom, things blow
right.
up. Yeah, exactly.
They go a little bit crazy.
Did you say you had children?
I have two stepkids. I have two boys. One of them's 22, and the other one's 25. I've never had children of my own. My husband's a little bit older than me, so
right.
He had kids from his prior marriage. And I talked about having kids with him when we first got married, and then I got to live with his kids for a while, and I was like, you know, we'll rethink this. We'll revisit this later.
Yeah, pass.
So we kind of put that off, and
all right.
And it's been great because I have two dogs that are really like my kids. I have Cookie and Sugar, and they're just the cutest little dogs
ever. Do you ever write songs about them?
I have not written a song about my dogs, but my sister, who's the actress, has written a song about dogs that we sang on a TV show together. It was a little duet that we did. It was really kind of a silly song. So
who is your sister? Would we know who she is? Actress?
Yeah, probably. Her name is Missy Pyle, and she is out in Hollywood, out in L.A., and she was in The Artist. She was on stage at the Oscars last year. She also was Mrs. Beauregard in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Johnny Depp. And she was Miss Pendergast on Two and a Half Men. She just plays a lot of these kooky character roles.
Yeah.
She's a character actress. She's real tall. She's 6 foot tall and real thin. So if you see her, you'll know it's her because, you know, she's got a really distinct look about her. But she was in a ton of movies, including, like, Bringing Down the House, Galaxy Quest, Dodgeball. She always plays, like, the crazy, kooky, you know. Cross-dressing.
Really?
It's, interesting. Now, I don't do that, just so you know. It does not run in the family.
Cross-dress or act?
Exactly. Right. Well, I act a little bit, but, you know, I think it's in our blood. Mm-hmm. She's a singer, too. And I act a little bit here and there, but I'm not a professional actress. And I certainly don't cross-dress, at least not normally. So.
Wait a minute. Jennifer's being very quiet about all of this.
Yeah, really, Jennifer. What's going on, huh?
I'm just listening to the cross-dressing talk. I don't know.
I think your music appeals to middle America, and that's probably, is that by design, or that's just where you feel you are?
It's kind of who I am. You know, you have to be authentic to yourself, as you know, Doug. You are on your show, and you've got great listenership. People love you just for being yourself.
Hear that, guys?
For me.
Exactly.
We do love you.
Remind them of that every so often, okay?
I do have to do that,
Good, good. But for me, I create real good music for real adults and anyone at any age who appreciates real good music. Because to me, a lot of the music that's out there is really aimed at really young teens.
Yeah.
And I notice, like, I'm over 30. I won't say how old I am, but I'm getting, you know, I'm not a little kid anymore. I'm not a teenager. And I don't really enjoy listening to noise. And so to
me, how does a song hit you, actually, when you decide to, if you decide to re-record a song or to do your take on it? How does it hit you?
Well, most of the songs that I've been writing now are original, and they just kind of come to me. A lot of times a melody will be in my head kind of going around. You know how, like, when you're at Disney World, it's a small world after all. Something like that will start happening in my head, just some melody. And then about, you know, depending on, you know, how much I've had to drink. I'm kidding. But a short time later, I'll decide.
It helps,
you know,
right?
There's this really weird melody going around in my head, and maybe I should go record it. And so a lot of times they'll have words. They just kind of come to me. I think it's like past experiences, past things I've heard, other songs that I've heard will trigger something, and it just, the creativity just comes. It's like it's amazing. It's like from God or from a muse or whatever, but it comes to me, and once it's there, it's really, I have to get to a recorder really quick because I have a terrible memory and I can't get the song out. I'll forget it, you know, in other words. So
all right, so here's Dee Dee. This is another track from her latest album, Love and Fairy Tales, the Fairy Tale Song. This is the lead for this. Dee Dee, what a nice chat. If you want to go to her website, dee-dee-dee-dee-music.com, dee-dee-music.com, check out this new album, Love and Fairy Tales. Nice to get to know you again. Thank you for being here on Good Day.
Really do what you were meant to do. big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
From the movie of the same name, number one at the box office during this week in 1978. Seems to me we have lots of references, Ken Kessler, to Greece during the course of the year. And I wonder if that's just me. Am I more aware of it, or do we really have a lot of
references? I think we probably did this year because it was the 25th anniversary.
Ah.
So there was a lot of stuff in the news. And that kind of stuff about it.
All right, so that's how we begin. Movie music gets us into movie news. Actually, the announcements coming from Chuck Curry as to movies that will be out this weekend, whether you ought to go see them or not. Kind of a nice new Adam Sandler movie out. Let's see what Chucker thinks about that. Before we get to that, though, let's get to our contest. This one is something that we visit pretty much, I think, once a year. Or I remember there was, let's see, what was on last night? Fugitive was on. I was thinking of some of the other movies that Harrison Ford has starred in, and I'm giving you that much of a hint. His birthday is today. He's 71, and so this is an excerpt from one of his more popular commercial movies, and they're all, let's face it, they're all commercial movies. He gets paid $20 million, right? Isn't that his fee for being in a movie, $20 million? Chucker?
It was $20 million until probably recently, but yeah, most of his movies are commercial.
Yeah. All right, so this see if this fits into that slot. I think it does pretty well. It's pretty easy to figure this one out. When you do, dial this up at 888-302-DOUG. Here's the first clue.
We will never negotiate. We will no longer tolerate, and we will no longer be afraid. It's your turn to be afraid.
That's pretty easy, right? Everybody got it?
Yes. I actually knew it before you played the clip. I knew that's
what I thought. You're a psychic.
That's how good he is.
That's how good he is. All right, well, let's see how good you are. 888-302-3684, second clue.
Atrocity and terror are not political weapons. And to those who would use them, your day is over.
Kenny, is the last one the gimme? The one we always play is the gimme.
It has to be.
Hey, you, get off of my cloud, or...
Get off my plane.
Can you imagine Obama doing that?
Get off of my plane.
Or Bush?
No.
Huh? Or Clinton? or any of them, as far as that's concerned. All right, anyway, what's the name of the movie? 888-302-3684. Swell prize. The first person to call it gets it and hasn't won before in Movie Moments. Chucker has a preview of the movies this weekend coming out in a moment on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
What a great family vacation. And we save so much money with Hotels.com on our amazing hotel.
Shh! Don't say that in front of the vendors. If they know that we have extra money, it will be a feeding frenzy.
Hot dogs, popcorn.
How about some cotton candy? It's okay. Oh, boy. I can mix you any color you want.
Commemorative lunch boxes.
You need three.
The Hotels.com summer sale. On now through August 12th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 40%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with a preview of movies out this weekend. Chucker?
Two big films opened up. The action-oriented Pacific Rim giant robot monster movie.
Garbage.
Getting some really good reviews. If he's a fanboy, Kraft simply absolutely loves this movie, although it's tracking around $37 million, far from what a Transformer movie would do. That would be like if it was Transformers 4. I probably would do about $100 million in the summer on tracking at 37. Also tracking is, so I'm going to go see it at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'll let you know what I think on Monday morning. Also opening is Grown Ups 2, Adam Sandler's the sequel to Grown Ups. 97% negative reviews on RottenTomatoes.com. One has to wonder how long Adam Sandler can keep his box office career going. He's now well into his 40s. Considering that Jim Carrey, who had a great run and pretty much has to resurrect himself at the box office. We'll see how Grown Ups 2 does it, although it is expected to do around $40 million in business.
Name one Adam Sandler movie that's gotten good reviews, Chuck.
Yeah, and
I agree. I don't have a problem with that. Like a movie like Mr. Deeds, I can laugh all day long.
Right.
I find his material funny, although I thought Jack and Jill pretty much stretched it.
Right.
Although it was all last night on cable, and I found myself laughing at some parts. So.
All right, let's figure out what the name of today's movie is. Not much of a mystery. Jane, listening in Lynchburg, Virginia. Hi, Jane. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
What do you think the name of the movie is?
Air Force One.
It is. Harrison Ford's 71st birthday this weekend. So, yay for Jane. Thank you, Jane. Hold on a minute. We'll take care of the prize department. 59 after. Chucker, have a...
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.